Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for October 20th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. I attended a No Kings rally in Alma, Michigan over the weekend, and I'll share audio from that demonstration on this week's episode, which will be released on Thursday. Now, Alma is right in the middle of the mitten. I know, St. Louis, Michigan may claim its latitude and longitude make it the middle of the mitten technically, but Alma really is St. Louis. All right, I'm kidding. But the area isn't one that gets confused with Ann Arbor or Kalamazoo when it comes to its political makeup. It's a rather red area, represented by MAGA Congressman John Molnar, who always chooses Dear Leader Trump over the people, and it's an area where the state representative and state senator are also MAGA Republicans. Except for a blue pocket here and there, Gratiot County is MAGA country. Yet, on this past Saturday, there were over 130 residents taking time to show up, hold up handmade signs, and wave American flags to show the people in the area how they do not abide by kings in this country. They lined up on both sides of the main road, and they peacefully made their collective presence known that there are people who don't believe in the authoritarian takeover of our government, or what I call the corporate authoritarian takeover of our government, a takeover the white Christian nationalist MAGA Republican Party is participating in. Those 130-plus protesters in rural Alma, Michigan, were part of the 5 to 8 million who made their voices heard at No Kings events across the country that day. And judging from the numerous cars honking their horns in approval in Alma, I suspect there were many more who cheered on the protest effort around the nation. By all accounts, the day turned out to be peaceful, and it was a successful day where Americans from all kinds of backgrounds and walks of life joined together to show solidarity for democracy, but also for the working class who are getting screwed over by MAGA Republicans and years of neoliberal economic failures. It was a day where people showed up in solidarity for the farmers who are getting screwed over by the Trump regime's tariffs. It was a day where millions showed up in solidarity for working class Americans who are struggling to get by while MAGA Republicans in Congress follow their dear leader in blocking the restoration of Medicaid cuts and in blocking essential tax credits so families can afford massive health insurance premium hikes within the ACA. Actually, it was a day where people voiced their support for universal health care, and it was a day where people voiced their support for a working class agenda. They're tired of watching the Trump regime and corporate tech titans and oil and gas titans and the defense lobby working hand in hand to empower and enrich themselves while leaving the working class hung out to dry. They're tired of watching the rule of law get trampled, and they're tired and scared of watching immigrants, many of them their friends, their neighbors, who are working hard, paying taxes, and trying to obtain citizenship, getting kidnapped and disappeared without due process. They're tired of watching billions and billions of dollars wasted in Israel's genocide of Palestinians. They're tired of watching Dear Leader turn the White House into some third-rate B-movie autocrat clown show with tacky gold pasted throughout the Oval Office, because that apparently shows you relate to the working class. Writer Paul Waldman said that protests can change how the public sees the opposition and how people in that opposition see themselves. That's true. And protests give those, especially from red areas, a signal that they are not alone in their anger and fear, but that there is hope that democracy isn't over yet. I will note that from what I saw at the Alma No Kings rally, there weren't many young people in attendance. That's not to say there weren't young people at the hundreds of other No Kings events, especially in bigger cities, but maybe New York political commentator Cameron Caskey, who helped organize the March for Our Lives effort, is onto something when he said Gen Z isn't marching because protesting alone has taught them it's not enough. Caskey pointed out how the March for Our Lives efforts didn't lead to fewer school shootings or Black Lives Matter didn't achieve more police accountability. And I'd even go further in how Gen Z did protest against sending arms and money to Israel, only to have political leaders, many of them Democratic leaders, attack them and arrest them for using their First Amendment rights and for believing in America first. Which is why I believe these protests can't just be against Donald Trump or his family. These protests are against a system that allowed for Trump to gain this power and to profit from this power, a system filled with party insiders who cared more about their power and prestige rather than caring about the working class. We can't be protesting to just save things or just to protect a system that was failing to begin with. We can't just be protesting to say, let's go back to where we were in 2015. Neoliberalism and its embrace of corporate cronyism did working class Americans no favor, and when one party refused to address it, millions of Americans voted for the guy who's currently in power, the one with a gold toilet in his home. Now, is he fixing everything and helping the working class? No, he's predictably made their lives even worse. But the point of these protests, I hope, is also to signal to all politicians, MAGA, and especially establishment Democrats, that real, bold economic and political changes are needed if we're going to save the working class. As much as the protests were against Trump, I hope the demonstrations also illustrated how it's a protest against weak and ineffectual Democrats who allowed all this to happen in the first place. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.